I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, second hour of the American Awakening with you live in Round Rock, Texas. Before I go into my little story here, I want to mention once again, folks, for any of you who wish to, you know, put forth a donation, as far as this trip is concerned, Randy Weaver will not fly. I didn't get into why. I didn't want to go. I didn't really want to go down that road. I don't really look forward to driving, but I'm going to, I guess. So you can send your donations into 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And in your check or money order, just put a quick memo in there, folks, that says for Ed and Elaine Brown slash trip. Because what I'm going to do is that I'm going to keep track of all the expensive food, food, fuel, and hotel for Randy and myself. And I'll tally it up when I get back. And whatever the overage is, I will divvy it up as far as percentages. And I'll send you back the balance, okay? Because we're not out to make anything on this. We're out to diffuse a situation here with Ed and Elaine. And hopefully with your prayers and the prayers of a lot of other people, it will work. And, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about making stuff work. This demonstration that I went to a week ago, we made an announcement that there was a fundraiser for Governor Rick Perry, a children's fundraiser, ironically, which I, you know, in my short tenure here in Phoenix, or in Phoenix, Arizona, in Austin, Texas, in Round Rock, Texas, you know, I can't figure out how why a guy by the name of Rick Perry, the governor, would go to a children's fundraiser when he's signed an executive order to allow these adolescents from 9 to 12, or he's actually saying it's a law, which it isn't a law, that they have to take this HPV vaccine, which benefits the Merck Pharmaceutical Corporation, like $900. I mean, it's, the shot itself is $900, and I know the reason that he's doing that. I've seen some of the propagandic commercials on television about this vaccine and how they glamorize it and how these adolescent girls are in junior high school and they're talking about how they got one and how great it is and so forth. I don't know if they're being played here locally in Austin, but I saw those commercials back in Phoenix, Arizona before I threw my TV out. It was sickening. At any rate, here's this guy that has the audacity to go to a children's fundraiser at the Omni Hotel and try to raise money when on the flip side of that coin, he's telling people it's a law that these adolescent children have to take a vaccine for HPV that it has a live cancer virus in it. I mean, hello. And then they also put in there that they made this big propagandic hype that this, you know, that HPV, the cancer, was the second leading cause of cancer among women, which is a total lie. It falls about 22nd or 23rd on the list, I believe. But at any rate, I want to tell you the story about this demonstration that I went to because, again, 2 years ago, if you would have told me that I was going to be out and I was going to be active and I was going to be participating in any kind of demonstration, I would have told you you were crazy. And it goes right back to what I had talked to you about earlier today and also yesterday about that little bit of initiative. All of you out there, you are all a vehicle. You are all a tool. You all have a voice. And why do you have a voice? Because you have knowledge, because you have the truth. And you have to remember that the rest of the dumbed-down American public doesn't. So you are the vehicle. You are the vessel that needs to share this truth with people. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'll get into the story. Stick with me. Got more coming up. Should be interesting. Be right back.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, at least for the moment. Looks like I'm going to be coming to you live, calling in from Plainfield, New Hampshire before long. Anyway, I just got handed a note here, and I wanted to let everybody know that we have or are going to very rapidly remedy the communications system with Ed and Elaine Brown, because they are going to shortly have a satellite and a cell system that is being FedExed to a location that is going to be delivered to them. So they're going to be up and running shortly, folks. Right now we have communication with them, but they're on a cell phone, and I think it's Bar Road. I've got a couple of numbers here for them. But at any rate, they're going to be up and running again shortly, and then Randy Weaver and I will be up there, and hopefully my plan will work. So let's get back to what I was talking about. This demonstration a week ago last Tuesday night. Now remember, I 2 years ago would never thought I would be an activist, never thought that I'd be participating in a demonstration. But what happened was I decided to go, John and Sandra Stattmiller. John had his little bullhorn with a microphone. He has one of these electronic jobbies. And we all got in the car, and we drove down to the Capitol, not the Capitol building itself, but the governor's mansion. And there's a parking lot across the street. And the crowd was gathering. And I have to tell you, folks, I wasn't expecting a lot of people to show up there. I wasn't real sure, you know, what kind of a turnout there would be. But in all honesty, there were 3 times as many people that showed up as what I thought there would be. So I was surprised. I was impressed with that, and I was surprised. But at any rate, right about 7 o'clock on the dot, it was supposed to be from 7 to 8, none other than Alex Jones shows up. And, of course, Alex always has to make a scene. He didn't just pull into the parking lot and just come out and, you know, get his bullhorn out and go up and start barking at people. He evidently parked around the corner, I guess, and he's barking with his bullhorn coming up the street. And so he's sitting there with his bullhorn out in front of the courthouse, you know, talking to Governor Rick Perry. And I took John's bullhorn with his microphone, and I walked up and I told Alex, I says, "Hey, Alex, I think this one's louder." And so Alex tried it out, and he'd made the determination that it wasn't louder. So what wound up happening is I thought, well, two bullhorns are better than one. So I just stood there next to Alex, and I stuck the microphone up to close to Alex and, you know, let him bullhorn through both bullhorns. And every time the crowd would clap, I would take the microphone, stick it back to the crowd, and magnify their clapping. So, and you can see that. You can go to prisonplanet.com, click on the website where the demonstration was, and you'll see Alex and I there with the bullhorns blasting. At any rate, I guess about, 10 minutes into it, we found out somebody told Alex that Governor Rick Perry wasn't there and that he was indeed at a children's fundraiser at the Omni Hotel, which was, about a mile away. So Alex had mentioned to us, he said, "Well, you know, are you all for it? You want to just march down there?" And, of course, we were all in unison there and said, "Sure." So we started marching. We were marching from the governor's mansion down to the Omni Hotel. And on the way down there, I found it curious. There was a gentleman that came up to me. His name was Marshall. And somehow or another, he had found out who I was. And here's another guy that reminded me of me, because he's a guy that had recently woke up. And I want to remind everybody that we wake people up. Sometimes you don't wake them up right away, but you plant a seed, and then something happens to them. And down the road, they start doing their own investigation, and they wake up. But anyway, Marshall was a guy that had evidently just recently woke up. And he had that passion. He had that thing in his gut, like a lot of us do, that just sits there, and it burns within you. And it won't let you sit still. If you do sit still, it just keeps burning until you'll do something. And Marshall reminded me of one of those guys that had just recently woke up, and he had that thing that was burning in him that said he had to do something, but he didn't know what to do. So he asked me, he said, "Well, what can I do to help?" And I, you know, being in the position that I am now and the journey of where I started to where I got, I told him the same thing that I did. I said, "Marshall, I can't tell you. Everybody has to find their own way. You can start as I did, and you can start passing out videos. You can start calling in and making copies of videos that you purchase and go out and hand them out in front of the movie theaters, or go out and hand them out at the mall and so forth. Involve yourself in some, you know, local groups like a 9/11 group, for example, that I got involved with back in Phoenix, Arizona, with Kent Knutson. And one thing just seems to transpire, and one thing happens, and you meet certain people, and then there's just kind of a domino effect. So at any rate, we moved on. We got down to the Omni Hotel. Now, this is what I find fascinating about this, folks, is there was a crowd of people. There was hundreds of us. And there was a parking garage, it was a parking stall. It's kind of like a valet, and it was covered over. The hotel goes up and over it, so it's not like, you know, it's an open valet. And there are people that are pulling into this place that I noticed they have, you know, nice suits and ties, and the women were, you know, getting out of the cars and their Mercedes Benzes and their evening gowns and so forth. So it was a pretty formal affair. And, of course, up walks us, and Alex gets out with his bullhorn and just starts in. And the way that the acoustics were set up for this hotel, it was echoing. So, I mean, it was very, very loud. And we could see through the windows that there indeed was the event going on, and there were people in their evening gowns and their suits and ties that were sitting at the table, and they were having their, you know, little brunch, and they were, we could see a part of the stage where they were up, and they were, you know, introducing people and so forth. And then Alex comes up with his mouth and his bullhorn. I have to tell you that as soon as that started, along with those acoustics, folks, everybody in that place just stopped what they were doing and turned around. Now, And it was nonstop, too, because Alex, when he starts doing this, he doesn't stop. He just continues on, which is, you know, rather amusing in itself. But at any rate, within, I would say, just a few minutes, a number of police showed up. Now, remember, I had never been to one of these demonstrations before, so I had no idea what was going to happen. You know, you hear the horror stories about somebody going to some place and they say something wrong or they do this or they do that. The police show up and arrest them and haul them off. So I'm thinking this whole time that that's what's going to happen. So there's a police car that shows up. Two cops get out, and then there's two other policemen that show up on bicycles. And Alex just keeps on going. He doesn't stop. That you know how they have these shoulder not a microphone, but they have a shoulder radio. And the police said something to Alex, and he just pretty much said something back and ignored him. He kept on going. Well, one of the policemen talked into his microphone and into his radio on his shoulder, and within another 5 to 10 minutes, now the sergeant shows up. Okay, and he pulls up and he gets out of the car like he's just you know, the cat's meow here, and he walks over. And he says something to Alex, and I didn't hear what it was because I wasn't standing close enough. But evidently what he had said was that if we did not disperse, that we were going to be arrested. Well, immediately, Alex bullhorns that to the crowd. Now, the officer, the sergeant, walked back over to his vehicle, which was parked in the middle of the street. And, of course, you know, me being new to this, I whispered to Christine Veith, who happened to meet Bill and Christine down there, and I whispered to Christine and said, oh, my gosh, we're all going to get arrested. What's interesting about this is that rather than cowering, okay, nobody in the crowd cowered at all, and Alex turned around with his bullhorn and told the cop straight up that if he arrests him, that he has a right to be there, and if he arrests him, he's going to sue him. And it's at that point, folks, that I realized that, you know, when you speak truth to power and you have the backing and you have, you know, you have the truth and you have a right to be there, First Amendment, free speech, okay, that these people will try to intimidate you. They will try to instill fear in you, but if you know your rights and you know why you're there and what you're there for, okay, and you're in mass like we were, guess what? They're not going to do anything to you. Well, I didn't know that, you know, and I have to be the first to admit, I was kind of ducking in the crowd, in and out here, and saying, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen now? Well, nothing happened, folks. Actually, the policeman that threatened to arrest him got in his car and drove away. And from that point on, the only thing that they did was there was a spot there between the sidewalks where, you know, it was like a driveway where the cars could pull in. And there were people standing out there. And the only thing that they told us is that we had to, keep that particular drive clear so people could come in. Well, that fascinated me. Now, during the point of this bullhorn, you have to imagine that all the hotel executives and the people that work there, okay, the suits, if you will, the guy, the manager, and so forth, they're all coming out and they're just it's being disruptive because Alex is disrupting this entire event, and everybody can, I don't know that they could clearly hear what he was saying, but they clearly could see that there was something going on, and it's just driving the hotel management nuts, and they're coming out there and they're talking to Alex, and they're trying to get him to shut up, and he's not going to shut up. Okay, so at some point, somebody came out there and told the police that Rick Perry wasn't even here. You might as well disperse and go home because Rick Perry's not even here. And the police told Alex that. So there was Alex shouted that out with his bullhorn, and then evidently there was a girl, a lady that worked in the hotel, that came out and informed Alex that indeed the governor was there, and he happened to get a copy of the program which depicted Governor Rick Perry as being there, and he went over to the police and called them out on their lie and said, oh yes, he's here, he's been here all along, his children are here. Okay, make a long story short, folks, going to break in a minute. They lie to you. They do what they can do to defuse it. But the bottom line is if you have something to say and you're in mass, there's nothing they can do. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. Come a little bit closer and hear what all of us patriots have to say. And folks, as I said before, all it takes is a little initiative. You know, short segment here. So I've got a few minutes before I'm going to get off and switch gears. But I wanted to mention, you know, that all these executives, all of these hotel management, they're funny because they're trying to defuse a situation. And the people that it affects, they're like a deer that's caught in the headlights. You know, they do not want themselves to be exposed. And brings up another point. You know, two, 3 years ago, there's people that were totally unknown, people that wake up and they get a little bit of initiative, they get a little bit of the desire, the passion for truth, the love, the elevated spirit that happens through this, and they start going out and making a difference. And I mentioned the other day, I was sent a clip by George Wooten in Florida, I believe he's in Florida, that was showing me some of these events, you know, the debates and the press conferences and so forth that they have with the candidates. And I'm admired, or I'm respectful of some of these guys that actually pick up a recorder and a microphone and they go challenge these candidates and they ask them pointed questions. They ask them questions that it really makes them uncomfortable to answer, and they're not used to getting those kind of questions from mainstream media, because the mainstream media, you know, asks them these soft-soaked questions. But at any rate, what I find fascinating is they can ask Ron Paul these questions all day long, and he'll just straight up answer it, because he's a truthful individual. These other guys will song and dance around, and one fella, and I can't remember his name, I saw him on a clip the other day, but he was questioning one of Rudy Giuliani's, the press guy, one of the guys that is in his campaign, and he asked him a pointed question about the involvement of Giuliani's law firm with Centrus, the Spanish company, regarding the Trans-Texas Corridor. And this guy just went ballistic and ultimately had this reporter arrested because he asked the question. Now, you have to ask yourself, is this what America has come to? Are we now getting arrested for asking questions? Which takes me back to Ed and Elaine Brown. Are we now going to go to prison for simply asking a question? What has this country come to? This is why, folks, you need that initiative. You need to take a little initiative that creates a little bit of desire, to create a little bit of passion, to reach out to your neighbors, reach out to your friends, reach out to your barber, reach out to your grocer, reach out, have a party, get freedom to fascism, invite people over. This is what the powers that be want to do. They want to divide us and conquer us. But you know what? I mean, if there's any plus side to what's happening with Ed and Elaine Brown, this is bringing folks together. This is uniting us. It's like William Wallace said when I saw the movie, they show it every week now. You know, when he was talking to Robert the Bruce, and he said, unite us. Just unite us. And that's what we're out to do. RBN, we're trying to unite people. The Ed and Elaine Brown situation, as serious as it is, it's causing people to come together. But it's not just us that need to come together, folks. It's everybody out there that are not aware of what's going on. You're the vessel. You're the mouthpiece. You are the one that needs to educate your friends, neighbors, and relatives about what's happening. And if you have a fear of doing that, okay, simply invite them like you're inviting them to church to come and listen to RBN. We'll educate them for you, okay? Break them away from these mainstream talk show shill whores like Hannity and Limbaugh and O'Reilly and so forth, because they're hearing nothing but lies. And, you know, on that subject for a minute, I want to ask you a question. You know, there's an old saying that says everybody's got their price. And, you know, obviously at some point in time, these guys, you know, have sold out. I'm certain, folks, that Hannity and O'Reilly and Limbaugh aren't stupid. I'm certain of that. I know they know what's going on. Okay, they have to know what's going on, because if they didn't know what was going on, the things that are happening that they report on, unless they're total idiots, wouldn't make any sense. So they have to know. And so the question is, how much was their price? Now, I've got some figures here. I had reported on a previous show, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so, and I had heard somebody tell me that, well, you know, Rush Limbaugh's got a contract for $245 million. And I have to tell you, I was wrong. He doesn't have a contract for $245 million. It's $285 million. Okay? $285 million. Now, I don't know whether that's a five-year contract or a 10-year or what it is, but I do know he's got a $285 million contract. I Googled it. And that's all you have to do is go in and Google it. There was an extension signed on his contract for $285 million. Now, that's a lot of money, okay? Does that kind of put it into perspective as to why this guy would lie? They're paying him. I mean, nobody's worth $285 million unless, you know, my engineers in the ground say, yeah, me, I am. No, unless they are lying for the shills, or unless they're lying for the powers that be, excuse me. All right, and let's talk about Sean Hannity. Okay, Sean Hannity gets on. I watched him on the debate last time I saw him, because I can't stand to look at him. I watched him in the Fox debates trying to discredit Ron Paul. They pay this clown $5 million a year on his Fox contract to lie. Ask yourself, would you lie for $5 million a year? And ask yourself that question honestly, and then you can see where these people are coming from. I'm not saying that you should. I'm saying that that's why they do it. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'll open up the phone lines. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I was on the subject of these, what they pay these media whores. Limbaugh, $285 million contract. Hannity, $5 million contract with Fox. O'Reilly, I'm not sure about the validity of this one. I would think O'Reilly would get more money than Hannity, but according to the figures that I saw here, he has a $4 million contract with Fox. And it's all to get on the air and lie to people. So, it makes me wonder. $285 million to lie to people. I wonder if the OxyContin thing, if it was really overpaying, or if Rush Limbaugh was taking all those OxyContins to kind of, you know, numb his conscience until it vanished like a fart in the wind. Huh? I mean, that would make more sense to me. At any rate, another one that comes to mind that substitutes for Bill O'Reilly once in a while is this Michelle Malkin. Now, I don't know how much money she's making, but I do know she sticks in my craw because I saw her. She came on a clip with some other guy. I don't remember his name now. But she came on and she's talking about the people that believe 9/11 was an inside job. It's a virus. We're affected with a virus. And what's interesting about that is I happened to run across an article she wrote close to 5 years ago. And that same virus that all of us that believe 9/11 was an inside job are affected with, according to Michelle, is the same virus that she was affected with when she wrote this article almost 5 years ago asking questions about 9/11. So, I wonder how much money they paid her to bend over. Something to think about. At any rate, then we've got, by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'll open them up for the rest of the hour. You guys can call in with any comments or questions you might have. You know what's interesting is that, again, prior to a couple years ago, I was a little bit into politics, not a lot. I didn't pay much attention to it. I if there was a scandal that came up or whatever, then I'd watch TV and I'd see what was going on. And it reminds me of, over the years we've had presidents, like Nixon with Watergate and Reagan with Iran-Contra and so forth. And so you run into this, okay? Once in a while, there's something that pops up and they don't want it to get out, but it rears its ugly head. And then in the mainstream media, it has to be addressed and basically downplayed and covered up or explained away or whatever they do. For example, the Keene Hamilton Commission report on 9/11. I mean, they hire a bunch of professionals to cover it up. And get rid of it, okay? So basically to hide their dirty laundry. But what I found interesting about this is that in the Reagan administration, I can only really remember. It's like where were you when JFK was assassinated? I can really only remember one major scandal with Reagan, and that was Iran-Contra. And with Nixon, of course, I was, with Nixon in office, I was thinking like 20s, my early 20s, and it was Watergate. Okay, that's the only one that really sticks out in my mind. I'm sure there was more, but that's the only one I can remember. With Jimmy Carter, I don't know if it was even a scandal. It was just the inflation and the Iranian hostage crisis. Okay, so that was a bit of an ordeal. Then you get into Clinton and you get into Monica Lewinsky and so forth. So there's a scandal here and a scandal there, but they don't surface a lot. And when they do surface, they're covered up. And in this case with Clinton, he was impeached and then he was still in office and blah, blah, blah. Now we come to George Jr. And as far as scandals are concerned, I got it because I saw this and I said, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. I want to show you folks or tell you where we have arrived to. Okay. Now remember, I can remember one or two with each administration, and it's kind of, it goes along par for the course. Do you know how many scandals there are involved with George Bush, 43, George Jr., okay? You know how many scandals that this guy has been directly or indirectly involved in? Take a guess. What do you think? 5, 10, 15, maybe 20, huh? No. Try 190. I read this and I couldn't believe it. Now, I'm not going to go through. It would take me, folks, it would take me all of my shows all week for the whole 2 hours to read all of these scandals. But what I am going to do is I'm going to take a few minutes just to remind us of who we've got in office here. Scandal number one, Walter Reed outpatient treatment. Now, a lot of you may know, I've had Art Bernclaw on my show. He's an activist for the veterans. The Walter Reed outpatient, and the administration keeps touting us with, support the troops and the stickers in the back of your car and the whole nine yards. Walter Reed outpatient treatment, poor living conditions, lack of caseworkers to oversee and facilitate patient care for amputees, brain injured and psychologically disabled veterans. Walter Reed is not the only military hospital about which questions have been raised. Also out there is the underfunding of the VA. Well, if they were supporting the troops, the ones that come home wounded, why do they not give more money to the VA? So there's a big scandal that arose over that one. But another one here, the firing is of the U.S. attorneys. And then you have to ask yourself, why did they fire these attorneys? Was it because these attorneys happened to be honest? Food for thought. Let's see. I'm just going to just outline a few of the more well-known ones here as I thumb through here. Margaret Chiara, Western Michigan, is not clear why she was fired. She was on the Native American Issues Subcommittee. I don't know about that one. Kevin Ryan, Northern California, is the only one of the eight who deserved to be on the list because he ran for office poorly. DOJ actually wanted to keep him, but a federal judge forced the issue and his name was added to the list. Okay, I never heard of that one. Here we go. Plamegate. How about that one? Scooter Libby, who got convicted, but by the way, he's not in jail because he's out on appeal. And by the time the appeal is over with, if they do convict him, George Bush hopefully will be out of office and he'll pardon him just before he leaves. See, that's the way it works, guys. Okay? Iraq, the axis of evil. Evil, the lack of preparation for occupation, looting, including the National Museum, too few troops, lack of training, lack of equipment, lack of securing loose Iraqi munitions, disbanding of Iraqi army, banning the Baathists, the CPA, cronyism, Paul Bremer, losing tons of military, literally, lack of international inclusion in reconstruction and security, weak constitution, formation of sectarian parties, weak government, denial of actual conditions in Iraq, ignoring 4 years of failed policies and the basic proposal of the Iraq Study Group to withdraw, escalating instead, continuing lack of any discernible mission. And by the way, that's just one. This is unbelievable. I mean, I go through and I reflect back on history, and I am just aghast that this man is in office. You know, what's the matter here? Afghanistan, transferring resources to Iraq before the job was finished. The results, a resurgent Taliban, continuing warlordism, and exploding opium production. Well, there you go. You know, John Stadtmiller had Darlene Fitzgerald on the show last week. And I mean, there was truckloads. I mean, not truckloads. Let me rephrase it. Train car loads of drugs being shipped into this country while they, as a whistleblower, they came after her, as opposed to doing anything about the drugs. So there you go. Iran and saber rattling, axis of evil, lack of engagement, refusal to talk to, addressing the nuclear issue through threats, clumsy attempts to blame Iran for the debacle in Iraq, and failure to recognize their very real interests there. How about North Korea? Axis of evil. Here we go. Everybody's an axis of evil if they don't comply with the world banking system, you see. Ditching the 1994 agreement and freezing of bank accounts because of dubious uranium program. The plutonium program, which led to a fissile first nuclear test and something like a return to the 1994 agreement. Osama bin Laden, where are you? The blown opportunity at Tora Bora, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and the roles of Pakistan and Saudi Arabia in terrorism. Pakistan's intelligence service and FBI created the Taliban. What? Pakistan's intelligence service and ISI created the Taliban? Okay. The government of Pervez Musharraf continues to give it safe haven in Pakistan, and its efforts against the Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, which do occur, are limited and often timed to the visits of American dignitaries. The Saudis, for their part, fund radical madrasas, okay, throughout the Muslim world and have a domestic educational system run by the most extreme of their homegrown extremists. Saudi and Gulf oil dollars find their way to many terrorist groups as well as the Sunni insurgency in Iraq. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's go find... Oh, can't forget this. Military Commissions Act. Torture, indefinite detention, the end of habeas corpus, and kangaroo courts. Which, by the way, as long as I'm on that subject, let me just pull this up here. Okay, there was a bit of good news in this. Let me see if I can find it. There was a court, I believe, the other day that just ordered. Here we go. Yes, let me read this to you. Court strikes down Bush grab for power, claiming unusual authority to designate and hold individuals who are thought to be, quote, enemy combatants. The Bush administration exercised power that has unnerved many constitutional scholars, and now a federal appeals court has ruled that such power exceeds the bounds of the Constitution. Do I hear a yay? Can I hear some clapping out there? Okay. You see, there, believe it or not, every once in a great, 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 great while, a court comes along and slaps him on the hand. Not very often, okay, but sometimes. Hurricane Katrina, the destruction of New Orleans, FEMA, and the heck of a job, Brownie. Remember that one? Lack of preparation, lack of emergency aid, slowness in reconstruction. Bush ignores it for days and then gives address from Jackson Square in New Orleans, promising aid, which never comes, or much of it goes to politically connected outstate no-bid contractors. I mean, it just... How sickening can you get here? Is this not the worst president that we have ever seen as long as we have been breathing air on this planet? Let's see. Homeland Security, White Elephant Organization, Black Hole Money, Tom Ridge and Threat Levels, Michael Chertoff and General Incompetence. Kyle Dusty Fago, number three at the CIA under Porter Goss, tied to the Duke Cunningham scandal. And poker red money laundering parties with limos and hookers. You know what's sad about that Duke Cunningham thing? I had mentioned I had, who was it? Maybe Sheila Holm? I don't know. I had somebody on my show the other day that brought up Duke Cunningham. And what's sad is I was, I don't watch, I watch a little bit of TV. I watch sports and movies once in a while. And I just happened to run across the History Channel the other day. And I was watching great dog fights, okay? And Randall, quote, Duke Cunningham and his co-pilot, where they had this whole documentary, this whole outline, which took about, I don't know, a half hour, 40 minutes, where they were chasing this MiG. And they went through the whole outline of where they were chasing the MiG and how it went up and how they wound up defeating the MiG. And old Duke, you know, the fighter pilot that he was, Major Duke Cunningham, whatever he was, is now in prison. Because he didn't go along with the program. And so they slapped his hands and they exposed him like all of the rest of them. Well, not all of the rest. There's a few good ones in there. But most of the rest of them are doing the same thing. And this is why they won't come out. This is why they're controlled, okay? Because if they come out and they do anything against the powers that be, they'll wind up like Mr. Cunningham. Tom DeLay, creator of the K Street Project, squeezing lobbyists to finance Republicans only, indicted for conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws, money laundering. In Texas, also connections to the Abramoff scandal, major figure in Washington culture of corruption. Mark Foley, chairman of the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children, resigned. Oh, is this not a good one? Mark Foley, chairman of the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children, resigned over the House Page scandal, sending sexually explicit messages to the pages. Oh, it's unbelievable. excuse me just a minute, folks. My engineer is yelling at me here. Just a second. Yes, I know they were teenage pages. Okay, he was telling me they're teenage pages, folks. Okay, anyway. Tax cuts for the wealthiest. Now, I'm skipping through. I'm not even reading them all. Tax cuts for the wealthiest, corporations, and on capital gains, retention of the AMT. Cheney's energy policy, big oil's writing of it, and refusal to divulge that to participant, which I could go into a whole show just on that. Cheney's energy task force, and the deal in the Caspian oil basin, okay, which remember when Enron went down, and what's the guy's name? There's a president of Enron, and he mysteriously, or didn't, well, he had a heart attack, and he died just before he was supposed to get sentenced, I believe. Okay, and curiously enough, as I was going down the rabbit hole doing some research on this, I find that Enron really has, for all practical purposes, you know, surfaced under another name. Isn't that interesting? Well, as we continue, let's see. Terry Schiavo, okay, the family and privacy rights in the end-of-life cases, and big budget deficits and vastly increased national debt, the stacking of SCOTUS, what's SCOTUS, with right-wing conservatives Roberts and Alito, the threat to Roe versus Wade. Medicare, a bigger time bomb than Social Security, left unaddressed. Medicare Part D, the three-hour vote in the House, the donut hole, hitting elders with confusing multiple plans. Oh, and I, you know, this is one after my own heart because I used to do that, folks, years ago. I used to sell Medicare insurance to senior citizens. And every time they try to enact legislation to do something about it, they always disguise it to look good, and really the bottom line is they screw the elderly, which is really sad. Healthcare in general, Cooked Intelligence and the Office of Strategic Planning with Doug Feith, 2000 presidential election, voter suppression and cooked felons list. Oh, my God. I mean, attempts to torpedo the – oh, yeah, here's a good one. Yeah, attempts to torpedo the 9/11 commission. All right, I'm going to stop right here. I've got a couple of minutes to the break, and I've got Tim Wingate on the line. So let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael, I love your show. Thanks for stepping up to the plate for Ed and Elaine. Here, I got a question for you.
Here you go.
How many Bush administration officials does it take to change a light bulb? I'll give you the answer.
Is this a trick? Now, wait a minute. Is this a trick question here?
Of course it is. All right, here you go. Number one. One, to deny that the light bulb needs to be changed. One, to attack the patriotism of anyone who says the light bulb needs to be changed. One, to blame Clinton for burning out the light bulb. One, to arrange the invasion of a country rumored to have a secret stockpile of light bulbs. One, to give $1 billion no-bid contract to Halliburton for the new light bulb. One, to arrange a photograph of Bush dressed as a janitor standing on a stepladder under the banner, Light Bulb Change Accomplished. One administration insider to resign and write a book documenting in detail how Bush was literally in the dark, one to viciously smear, number seven, one surrogate to campaign on TV and at rallies on how George Bush has had a strong light bulb changing policy all along, and finally, one to confuse Americans about the difference between screwing a light bulb and screwing the country.
And how many does that make? I lost count.
Ten.
Unbelievable.
Ten.
Hey, you know, I'm happy you called in. I was just thinking about you. You know, because as you know, if you've been listening to the show, Randy.
Oh yeah, I listen to your show after I'm done with Ed and Elaine every day.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, thank you. I'll send my check. No, at any rate, listen. I wanted to ask you if you'd be interested in maybe doing my show because I'm going to be on the road.
You're going to be on the road? Sure. Be happy to.
Okay. I'll set that up. I'll need to get you. I'll tell you what. Give Marcus your number and let me give you a call because I have to look for some substitutes. And what I'm going to be doing is calling in and giving reports as we proceed through this thing. I do have a plan. I do have a plan that, you know, I've tossed this out to a number of different people, and they tell me that it's excellent. I'm not going to go into all the finite detail about it.
I wouldn't.
Right. But I think that if anything, first of all, it's the best thing that I can think of besides a shootout, you know. So, listen, stick with me a few, okay? I'll be back in three. Hang on. All right. We'll be right back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with you for the final segment. And I have Tim Wingate on the line, who called up thinking he was going to tell a joke and walked right into a job.
That's perfectly fine. I'm perfectly happy to help out as far as that goes. I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to you since, it's pretty much my function here as a helper, because Fred Smart is the one who's traveling this week, and so I've been filling in for him and Elaine's situation, and we try to get a different people on occasion, but I've had a great treat, because after I would sign off and we go to your show, I sit here at the computer and do my emailing and et cetera. Occasionally I have to turn you down because I get a phone call, but I always got you on in the background, and I thoroughly have enjoyed your perspective and your dedication to the Patriot movement and community, and the fact that you seem to be on a very short learning curve for all this.
Well, in all honesty, yeah. I mean, I woke up, it was less than 2 years ago, and I give credit to Alex Jones and John Stamler for waking me up. You know, I was under the bed for a month. They scared me so bad that I didn't come out. You know, but when I did come out, you know, I had this burning in my gut that I had to do something, and that's what I'm trying to instill with all these people that are out there, that are all these vessels that have all this knowledge. We need to get out and wake people up, because this thing that's going on with Ed and Elaine, you know, it needs to be brought mainstream. And this
it does. It does. And you're right. It is the uniting factor. This could be the one of the American shibboleths, if you will. This could be the watershed. This could be the Concord incident. You know, whatever analogy you want to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, you know, Randy Weaver could not be a better person to show up there with me, with 50 copies of Freedom to Fascism, and with the mainstream press there. Because I'll guarantee you, regardless of the outcome of this, it's going to get some attention. I'm going to make sure of that. And, you know, all I had to do is drop the name of Randy Weaver to the mainstream press up there in New Hampshire, and they're all over it.
I think that's a great, great move.
Well, I announced that on my show. And I'm hoping, you know, that when we show up there, that we're going to get, you know, microphones stuck in our face when we step out of the car. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But at any rate, Tim, yes, I do have a plan. I do not know whether it will work or not. I was hit with this plan actually this morning. And I have to give God credit for thinking of it, because all I'm doing is I'm the vessel that's going to present it. You know how every once in a while just something just pops into your head and you say,
sure.
You know, I'm not intelligent enough to think of that. You know, so it had to be God that did it. But at any rate, is Fred Smart doing Ed and Elaine's show next week?
Well, I don't know what he should be doing it next week. Well, first of all, the question I have for you is, when are you leaving?
I'm not sure yet. I got to talk to Randy when I get off the air. I've got some stuff I've got to do as far as my residence here, and I'm thinking probably going to be Friday after my show.
All right.
It depends.
Right.
But give Marcus your number. Okay, let me get a hold of
you. I did do that.
Okay.
And you've got my direct line.
Yeah, I'll call you off the air as soon as I know. I'll call you as soon as I get off the air anyway, but I'll call you as soon as I know, you know, because I've got to make the arrangements. But what I'll be doing is I'll be calling in with Randy with reports to let you know how it's progressing and so forth, okay?
Yeah, we definitely need to know that and keep apprised. And, so thanks, Michael. I'll be talking to you.
By the way, I know, quick mention, I'm sure you probably heard this. We've got them satellite cell and cell phone communications coming shortly with FedEx.
Oh, excellent. That's
yeah.
Good to hear. Did Mike from Oklahoma call in then?
I don't know. John Stattmiller just walked in. He's ready for the National Intel Report.
Okay.
And
he's got a good show, too.
Yeah, he does. Well,
I just can't ever move it off of this station, I tell you.
Is that right?
All stuff going on all the time.
Oh, it makes me feel better. We should exchange rings or something, Tim, huh?
Well, I tell you what. I put a little thing on my blog, on Freedom Shenanigans, for RBN.
All right. Got to run, buddy. Thank you. I'll call you off the air. All right. Stay tuned to the National Intel Report with John Stattmiller. Coming right up. Stick with us. A message for all.